Track 1.
Now, moving on to the new electric bike. Bill, can you tell us about frames, wheels and so on?
Yeah, basically these are standard components. We can use local suppliers like Hamilton's. The financial risk is limited and they know our needs very well, so quality or delivery problems are highly unlikely.
Right. We're talking about non-critical products here, so I think we should go for a just-in-time strategy. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I don't expect any problems, but if necessary, Hamilton's have agreed to keep a safety stock in their warehouse.
Great. Give them a ring and confirm that anyway, okay?
Sure.
Now, electronics, that's to say consoles, throttles, controllers, etc. Jane, what can you tell us?
Well, these are all classic bottleneck products. There's a high supply risk, but not much added value. To get competitive prices, we're sourcing in Asia, but so are our competitors, so there may be problems with availability.
Yes, and we need to take shipping time into account too. There are likely to be delays, so we should stock up in case we run into problems.
Well, we could always find a backup supplier in Europe, but then we'd definitely go over budget.
Let's stick with Asia, but we'll have to overorder. We'll only use a European backup as a last resort.
Okay.
All right, so I've been sourcing electric motors. The technology is tried and tested, so reliability is unlikely to be an issue. Several of the distributors hold local stocks, so delivery times definitely won't cause any problems. And that also gives us plenty of leverage to get a low price and improve our profit margin. Getting maximum leverage will probably mean high volume orders, but warehouse space shouldn't be a problem. If necessary, we can always ask for a staggered delivery schedule.
Right. Okay.
So that leaves battery packs. Probably our most strategic component. Jane?
Absolutely. Quality shouldn't be a major problem, but price is bound to be an issue. If it's too high, it'll really damage our bottom line.
For such a strategic product, I think we need to diversify. We should find at least one backup supplier, preferably one or two more. Almost everything ships from the Far East, so we may have delivery problems. If the worst comes to the worst, I suppose there are manufacturers here in Ireland.
Actually, Martin, I've been checking out a firm in Galway, Strauss Power. R&D like their samples.
All right. Send them an RFQ for 36 and 48 volt packs, 500 of each. We'll want 20% delivered direct to the Cork facility, the rest to the warehouse here in Dublin.
So that's 100 to Cork and 400 to Dublin.
Yes, of each. Make sure they include shipping and insurance in their price. And don't forget to ask for a discount.